Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie. We're doing our T30 observations for Sunday, the 7th of March, 2010. And today we're going to refine the goal presentation, which I made 2 weeks ago. And in particular, we're going to have a chart here showing the which is titled The Four T30 Concepts for Goal Bullion Entry Points. This is just basically a summary of the technical work. It's going to become the basis for an addition to the T30 Foundations tutorials, which will basically be on gold. To start, I would re-reference the gold mega-T, which is the first chart here. It's important to understand that in T-theory, the big T's, which are made when you come out of a long period of relative weakness and then you turn strong, are the best places to put your money for a long-term investment. In part because the time symmetry, which is the most important aspect of T-theory, says that it's going to go up for a long time. But also, as it goes up, people begin to notice that it's a very profitable undertaking, and it can become the basis for a mania in the late stages. I would refer you, for example, to the mega-T for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which coming out of the 1982 bottom forecast an advance of 16 years, which was to compensate for the 16 years between 66 and 82 as being relatively weak. That got off to a good start. You had to go through the 87 crash, and there was a fallout in the real estate market 3 years later. It became phenomenally profitable in the 90s, which is where you're going into the late stages of that T, because the popularity of the retirement programs and the availability of mutual funds, which had tremendous track records, led people to conclude that this was, you know, a trend that was going to last forever. And so it attracted a lot of attention, and this is all new money coming in, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy as far as the uptrend. And it capped itself off in the dot-com mania.
It's 8 o'clock.
And that mania then was the end of the story. So we find ourselves in, we don't have any more long-range T's for the industrial average or for any of the classical investment media. But we do have one for the gold bullion. And this chart is GLD, which is the exchange-traded fund. You'll notice in the chart that down at the bottom we have the volume, and at the top of the chart we have the relative strength indicator, which is a form of an oscillator that I think is a very good one, easily available. But you notice that the volume only starts between at the end of 04. That's because this exchange-traded vehicle only came into being at that time. It's been one of the most successful ones. In the history prior to that, what they've done is they've taken the London price of gold, which comes on the second fix in the afternoon, and I have provided a link in the text here, and you can go back and you can get all the gold prices. The reason they needed to put that in the chart is that they need to have the closing price for gold to make the relative strengthening indicator at the top and fill that history back in, because it's going to be one of the four important indicators. So with that in mind, let's take a look at the way you would approach the gold and the way that you would interpret the four indicators. It takes four indicators because the situations that you run into are strange, and you can't really ever get all four of them to come out to be ideal. But you know, if you can get three of the four, then you're pretty well into the flow as far as T-theory is concerned. One of the concepts that's preached by people is buying a little bit of gold every month or every quarter or every year as a way to participate in that. That's called dollar cost averaging, in which you hope that you stay away from some of these peaks. You'll notice that the peaks, these flare-ups, which lead to peaks in the price of the gold in the recent times, correspond to big spikes up in the volume. Okay, so you obviously don't want to buy that. Well, if you dollar cost average, you tend to spread your money to some highs, some lows, and some in the middle, and at least you don't come up with the worst case. In T-theory, what I have come up with is a better way to make use of some of the basic principles of of T's, and one of them is the cache buildup phase. Rather than using the oscillator, I noticed that the cache buildup time, or the resting period, for gold lasts about 2 quarters. That would be quarters, what, 3 months? So it's that's we're talking about 6 months. So what I've done is at each peak, I put in a horizontal green line labeled 2Q, which is exactly 2 quarters. These charts have lines every quarter. And you can see that starting from most any peak, if you wait for 2 quarters, you've pretty well seen the consolidation phase, or the cash buildup phase, as it's called in T-theory. And at that point, you could or should be ready to break out to the upside in a run, which follows, which would be classically would be in the right side of a T. However, we're not drawing T's in here because the oscillator, the RSI indicator, is not good for making T's. But it is good for accumulation patterns, which are the rising bottoms patterns, which I have in the sort of neon green type of rising arrows. And it is good for getting the oversold conditions, and I put some of the red upward pointing arrows up by the RS indicator, showing that when you come down below that black line, which is there's a scale on the right, and that's 30% on the RSI indicator. And overbought conditions tend to be at the 70%, and neutral conditions tend to be at the 50, and that's classically taken as being an oversold condition at the 30. Well, if you can get down there, that's an important place to be looking for a gold buy point on an oversold condition. Also, you'll see that I have a blue 200-day moving average in the it runs through the price indicator. And in general, if you can get the price near the 200-day moving average, you're in pretty good shape. The exception to most of these rules is the problems that developed right in 08, where everything went crazy and gold didn't do its job of providing you with a hedge. I would say that's the odd thing about the gold, is that you had a crisis and nobody wanted it, so to speak, and they kept selling it. So yeah, that's one of those peculiarities. I'd say it's analogous to the 87 crash for the Mega T and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You just sort of had everything go kind of crazy on you, and it's probably not the most optimum. I mean, it's not the most plausible case to detect in history. And I think that the most of the that sort of shock isn't going to appear again, because people now realize that there are problems, and there's a tendency to see the gold as a haven, and so hopefully we won't run into that. However, I would say that waiting 2Qs, you see the horizontal green line, if you take the peak that occurred around the April period of 08, and you wait for 2Qs, you would have noticed that something was gone wrong. By the end of that second of the 6 month period after that, the gold had basically fallen through the 200-day moving average. It did have a spike up, and then it came down again towards the end of the year to a token new low before recovering along with the stock market. The one of the problems. Well, there is another indicator that can go along with this, and that is if you look at long-term interest rates, you find out that gold is frequently very attractive when long-term interest rates are rising, because some people see the gold as an inflation hedge. But when the long-term interest rates are collapsing, as occurred in the this particular unusual circumstances of 08. That what happened is that you didn't get that kind of support. So there's a clue in there, but we don't necessarily have to worry about that until we see it, and that may not be reproducible as well. But it is something else that I'm looking at in a sequel. I look at the interest rates and the gold as well. So what you are basically looking for here is some combination of getting the gold to dip back to the 200-day moving average, which is cheap. The rest phase from the previous peak is in the order of 6 months. And you have hit an oversold condition, which may occur a little bit earlier, which could be an alert to buy something. Not necessarily to buy it, but it's an alert to buy something. And then you have the rising bottoms in the RSI oscillator as an indication that the market is basically basing out. And those are the four indicators that I think probably are all you really need to go through this. Now, if you look at the recent history, you can see that, first of all, with respect to the 200-day moving average, the decline that we had over the first two couple of months from the peak did get down and came close to touching the 200-day moving average, which is currently rising, and we have had a bounce up. However, you do not see the RSI indicator having made a full oversold condition where there would be an upward pointing red arrow. And if you look at the bottoms pattern in the RSI oscillator, you'll see I have a small red arrow pointing down for the two recent bottoms, which is tilting down. That's not an accumulation pattern. So the suspicion here is what's happening on gold is that it at a low point that we saw, which would be 5 or 6 weeks ago, that was a good place to buy something, but it's probably not ready to take off yet. For reasons that the criteria is not complete, but presumably where you'd find a top is when this indicator gets to the 70% level. So if you go to if you look at RSI with the parameters, which is 14, it says RSI 14. That's the default parameter for this. 70 is probably where you're going to have a top, and then it's going to come back down again, and you're either going to have to go into a quiet base, and the quiet base would be like something in the April 07 period or in the April 05 period, and you would get sort of muddling around and trying to form a pennant formation. And if that occurs, you're probably going to muddle around for the two quarters, which would be 6 months. So if you had 6 months onto this peak, which is probably around November or something like that, you're going to find out that by the time you get into May, if it's quiet in May, it's probably completed the 2Q criteria. It may retest the 200-day moving average criteria. It may or may not have made a oversold condition at the 30 level, but if it is basing out, you would get some confirmation by virtue of the fact that the oscillator pattern had gone into a rising bottoms pattern. And that rising bottoms pattern would have to involve another oversold condition because the last two bottoms were down, so it doesn't work. Okay. So, if somebody bought some gold at the low end, you'd probably say that it was going to rally up to 70, then it was going to come back down again. So that you could look at that as being a trading move, or you could look at it as to keep that position and then add to it when you come back, or whatever the philosophy that's driving you on is whatever your motivation on that one is. So I think that in summary, I spent a full day on researching this, and I think this is probably good enough to say that the gold runs by its own little clock. And the thing that I would point out here is you see that if you look at the April 06, you have the second quarter, the two-quarter resting phase, you touch the 200-day moving average, and then you come back up, but you don't have a breakout, and then you go into another two-quarter sideways trend, and then you have this huge rally up into 08, which is the anticipation of the mortgage problems. The point to be emphasized is that when you go through a 2Q consolidation phase, that's the resting phase. But what you're looking for is the breakout that goes in the gold price that goes above the green horizontal bar, which is the last peak. So what you're trying to do is get a base set, and then you're not just trying to sell when you get, you like to accumulate it while it's under the green line, but you're not trying to sell it at the top when it comes back up to test that high again. If you see in October of 05, see it came back up and it kind of fuzzed around there, around where the green line is, for which was back like it was actually about a year. But that's not the place which you're looking to make the money. The money is when you break well above the level defined by the green 2Q line, and then you take off and you have this high volume peak that comes in later on. And the longer you wait, the bigger the rally, or the longer the rally is going to be. So there's no sense in getting impatient about the whole deal. That's the same is true here for the period around July of 09. You can see it goes into a sideways pattern, but you're not trying to get the rally from the lows at the 200-day moving average to just peak a little bit. You're trying to blast it off, and then you're trying to catch that big buying climax, which is comes into the that rush up into the result, which we call the run. Whether we can match the run time to the resting time and make a tease out of it is the next stage. But I'm having work done on these charts, and we're going to try and generate an oscillator that's better than the RSI indicator, and we'll see how that goes. That's it for the gold, and I just add one other comment here, which we don't need to, which is not part of the gold, is that if when we put up the daily indicator charts at the T-Theory Foundation, which I'll do early Tuesday morning, the short-term oscillator is extremely bullish. It's broken into new times. That is the one that we use for the volume oscillator, which is, we used to call it the Magic T oscillator. And that is extremely bullish. It's actually making a new high, which means that you're going to get overbought, but when you pull back, any kind of a pullback, it's going to burst into new highs again, because the momentum, it's accelerating, is the point, is that you're having an acceleration, which is tremendously, you're in sort of a buying panic. And I would just pass on to you, all those people that were, Elliott Wave was telling that you were going down to retest the March low, they've got everybody all spooked to be short or in cash. And that is one sign, is that they're trying to unravel the misposition, because they didn't pay attention to the long-term advanced decline T number 13. And so they're all scrambling. So, you know, if you own something in the stock market, it is getting overbought and it is likely to have a sharp correction. But, you know, you get a tiger by the tail. You don't want to give up on this one as fast as you might think just by looking at the technical indicators. Okay, that's it for today. And I hope to have some final thoughts on gold and next Sunday's app. And then we'll put the gold issue pretty much to bed. Thank you. Be back next Sunday, and Tuesday morning I'll have some interesting comments at T-Theory Foundation. Bye-bye.